This, oh, where we go. There we go. This is Friday, March 25th. I'm Jan Blodgett interviewing Verdi Torrance. We're here in the Rumor Mill in Davidson, North Carolina. And just to start off with, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, who your parents were, where you grew up?
I'm Verdi Torrance. My parents was James Torrance, and he was married to Teretha Knox Torrance. And I was the oldest of, I am the oldest of three children. I had two sisters. Well, I really had four sisters. One died at an early age, Elizabeth. Another sister died at age 58, Lily Ray Torrance Anderson. She has two sons that my sister and I helped raise. And I have a sister that's living that's Eva Torrance Reed. And she has one son and two grandchildren. And we were the only, my sisters and I were the only grandchildren. My dad was the only one that had children. And so we were very fortunate to have all these aunts and uncles that really cared for us, you know. I grew up here, we all grew up in Cornelius.
Okay.
And until I went off to school at Livingstone College in Salisbury.
Oh, you went to Livingstone, okay.
And then I worked 12 years in Maxton, North Carolina. Then I came back and worked in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, and I retired from Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Okay, so we know that your grandfather, Charlie Torrance, had a business in Davidson.
Yes.
And that you were very young when he died.
I was seven, but I remember him after I learned, when I learned to count, he bought me a Big Ben watch and taught me how to tell time. Yeah. So watches are my thing. I always have a watch on. You know, I remember him teaching me how to count and how to tell time. And when I went to school and I already knew how to tell time, I went, well, how did you know? My grandfather taught me how to tell time.
Did you ever visit his shop?
We did.
So can you describe, it was on?
It was back off Main Street back in there.
I think it's behind where Toast is now, or, well, where was it in relation to McKissick Shoe Shop?
I can't remember the McKissick Shoe Shop.
I know that was behind Toast. So where the Needlecraft Center is and where the old Duke Power Building is, now that's the dance studio.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with
that part. Okay.
And how to find the bank and a few other things. It was an old building, and he had all this equipment in there. It seemed like it might have had a dirt floor. Didn't have cement floor in it.
He was a blacksmith, right?
So yes, a blacksmith, right.
So what did he do as a blacksmith in this area? Was it farm implements or?
And mostly it was shoeing horses, farm animals. For the farmers, they would bring them, and he'd put horseshoes on them.
So this would have been a time where somewhere off of Main Street in Davidson, there would have been a place for the horses to be.
Right.
Maybe not a barn, but
no,
an
I
outbuilding.
Think they would bring them, and he would do it on it, do it that day.
Okay.
And it's my understanding of what my knowledge of it is.
Do you remember your grandmother?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. She preceded him. He preceded her in death.
Did she help out at the blacksmith shop at all?
No,
or she,
no. She had arthritis real bad.
Okay.
And she was sort of confined to home. I remember her as just being confined to home. She was my babysitter while my mother and father worked.
Did he have anybody else that worked with him in the blacksmith shop?
Sometimes. I think my dad and Uncle Bill would work with him sometimes, but both of them sort of pulled away. Uncle Bill went to plastering, and my dad went to bricklaying. So I guess he did it by himself when they weren't around.
Did you ever hear any stories about how he got to Davidson, or?
No, they came here by way of Lexington, but I don't really know how they ended up in Davidson. I said, we've let these people die. Bernice Houston might know a little more, because her father and my grandfather were brothers. Bernice's grandfather. Bernice's father.
Mother.
No, Bernice's grandfather and my grandfather were brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, so Bernice might know. I guess she's the oldest. Those that I know, she's the oldest one living.
So you lived in Cornelius most of your childhood?
Yes.
Where did you shop in Cornelius? And can you talk about any other businesses? Where did, you know, where your mom got her hair done? What was the community like?
There were two beauticians there. At first, I remember my mother going to Charlotte to get her hair done. Mm-hmm. And then there were two ladies that went off to school and ended up coming back building shops. Essie Bryce Davis and Willie Work Bryce that had shops there, mm-hmm, in Cornelius, there in Smithfield.
Okay. Were they a separate building or were they like in their homes?
No, they both had separate buildings.
Buildings. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Their fathers built them separate buildings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where did you do your grocery shopping or?
Cashins, mm-hmm, mostly. It was Cashins, and it seemed like there was a Mayhew grocery in Cornelius.
Okay, and where were they?
Cashins is where, Cashins building is still, well, both buildings, but they both were on Catawba.
Okay.
Cashins is a building what used to, it sort of sits on this, it's a separate building.
It's not where the gas station is. It's
back farther. And he had a funeral home also connected with that.
Okay.
That building. No, it wasn't that far down. That came afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and sort of following that, who was your funeral home? Was there a black-owned funeral home?
Not at that time. When my grandfather died, it was Cashins.
Okay. But later there was?
Later on, Harbor Bryant came in Mooresville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then I think he probably did his apprentice work through Cashins.
Okay.
As far as I can think that. Not about being Cashins. Maybe it was Kevin who came out of Cashins.
Yes. Okay. One of them, okay.
Oh, I never thought I'd, you know, you wish you 15 or 16 or 21, you know, you never think about all these other years down.
And it's hard to sort of get the memory going back again and walking down the street and thinking, where did we go for this? And
you think about all that's going on now, those really were good times, considering what all this stuff now.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah. In some ways, I think we had stronger communities. I mean, you knew everybody in Smithfield.
Well, I was telling someone that yesterday. You know, you knew all the cars, you knew all the people, they knew you. And now everybody's a stranger. Mm-hmm. You know, I noticed the lady that passes on the street, we spoke, she didn't open her mouth.
Yeah. And she wasn't familiar to me either, unusually.
She wasn't one that I knew. Mm-hmm. And back then, you knew the people in Davidson. And they knew us in Cornelius, you know. And I knew a lot of people from Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've had the feeling that, particularly within the black community, the Davidson-Cornelius-Huntersville boundaries aren't as sharp as they are. That there's family connections, that everybody, there are cousins and all, and you visited around and knew each other in ways that Davidson families didn't necessarily have any family members living in Cornelius. Mm-hmm. If you were a faculty member at Davidson, you just lived in Davidson and didn't have. But there seems to be more interaction.
But now.
Churches were different. But
back then, I went to a little school right there in Smithville, went through the fifth grade. Then I came to Davidson, went through 6 through 8. And then I had to leave Davidson. Well, there was not a high school, so I went to Huntersville for high school.
Mm-hmm. So you went to Torrance Lytle?
Torrance Lytle. Mm hmm. Yeah.
Tell me a little about your school in Cornelius.
Well,
how many teachers were there?
Must have been about 4 or 5. The principal might have taught the fifth grade or taught something. And my main thing I remember is the teacher. I'm left-handed, so she was going to make me be. And she would come by and she said, that's not the right hand. And she'd put it over here. As soon as she got on, whichever way she was going, I put it right. Because my grandfather was left-handed and my father was left-handed. And they didn't try to change me, you know. So to me, that's all I knew was being left-handed.
So did your teachers live in the community?
Not during my time.
Okay.
There was an elderly lady that had taught, but she taught my parents. But not during my time. Most of them were from Charlotte.
Okay.
Someone from Charlotte.
And You said your father and your uncle went into bricklaying and plastering. Did they work for other people? Did they ever own their own companies?
My dad worked as a, he didn't really have a business, but he worked independently than Uncle Bill did. Uncle Bill worked with some man from Huntersville. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who that was?
Alec Henderson.
Okay. Was he white?
No, he was black. He was a black man.
Okay, so he was part of a black-owned business.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they worked all around? They were based in Huntersville, but they...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything else about your dad's work?
I just remember growing up with him being able to fix everything, and we didn't have to go out and get somebody to come in and fix stuff. And when he died, then, you know, you got to call somebody. That was the hardest thing to learn to do. Because, I mean, he could fix anything. My nephew, the oldest one, would break up his toys. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother was his babysitter, so she... My mother was his babysitter, so she would get on him about it, but granddaddy can fix it. And granddaddy would fix it.
So you went to college. Your parents expected you to...
That was an understood thing.
Me too.
That was an understood thing.
But what was that like? Had you been away from
your family? No, that was the first time being away from home.
Salisbury probably seemed far away.
It did. And I think about it now as I travel back over that highway. You know, that was the longest, dreariest road. And a classmate of mine from here, from Cornelius, also, her father would take us back. And he would take us early afternoon so that he could get back home before dark. And I thought that was the worst thing that could happen. But that was your ride back to school, you know. Mm-hmm.
So how big was Livingston back then?
We must have had, it was about 300 students. It was small. It was small, but everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm. And what did you major in?
Elementary education.
Okay. So you taught in Maxton and then you taught in Charlotte?
Yes, 12 years in Maxton. I came back to Charlotte-Mecklenburg and I taught 14 years in Huntersville and 8 years in Cornelius, and I retired from Cornelius.
Okay. So... What year did you start teaching?
1957.
Okay, so you were, when you started teaching, had the schools already integrated?
No.
Okay, so.
In Maxton, the schools were grades 1 through 12. We had all of it on campus. We had separate buildings, but everything was on campus. And when I came back to Charlotte-Mecklenburg in 69, and they were in the process. And I think they did the north end of the county first.
Yeah, Davidson, about 1965.
It started. The school was integrated when I was in Huntersville.
Mm-hmm. So which school? Just Huntersville Elementary?
Huntersville Elementary.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you still had lots of family and friends here, or how many? How had the community changed when you came back?
Well, not so much then, but now it has. You know, people have died. And, well, I have a few classmates that are still around. Mm-hmm. But none in Cornelius. I have two here in Davidson, one in Mooresville. I have one in Cornelius and then one in Huntersville. And we get together, and about seven or eight of us, we get together just whenever we decide. They look for me to call, and I'll call, and we'll get together. And we choose some place that doesn't mind you sitting as long as you want to sit and getting as loud as you want to get. And now a couple of them are getting to be handicapped, so we try to choose somewhere that serves you rather than going through the line. But we enjoy each other.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes we get together at one of our homes.
Mm-hmm. So did any of them ever own their own business, or?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Mostly taught, or?
No, none of them own their own business.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else in your family, after your dad, you said he mostly worked independently, did?
No, because he had girls, three girls.
But so what did you all do? So you taught school, and
my sister ended up working as the secretary at a church in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She went to Johnson. She finished Johnson C. Smith. Mm-hmm. And my youngest sister finished Livingstone, and she worked for the Department of Social Services. Okay. So that's where she retired from, where she died. She died at 48. Mm-hmm. She died early, 48, I guess, mm-hmm. with cancer.
Mm, I'm sorry to hear that. Mm. I have four sisters. They're all still alive. But we are getting older.
Yes. Mm. And the one that died had left two sons back. And we have raised them, and they're both working. So,
So when you came back to teach at Huntersville, were you living in Huntersville? Did you live in Charlotte?
I stayed at Cornelius.
Cornelius, okay. So what businesses were in Cornelius? I mean, I know the Potts Barbershop is probably there.
Yeah, it's been there. Mm-hmm.
The beauty salons have probably changed.
Yeah, because neither one of those were open by the time I came back. There's no business within Smithfield. No, and I don't know if any black businesses in Cornelius other than Potts Barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people sort of doing things on the side that they might work for Duke Power, but they did lawns did repairs, did something. Some small thing that they that you could go down the street and use a neighbor as opposed to going. What about taxi services or
car taxi service was here in Davidson.
Okay.
All I know was June Carr. It was called taxi service. And I don't know the years, but he did a lucrative business for many years.
Is that related to Evelyn Carr, or is it spelled differently? Garfield? Is that?
No, I think
it's C-A-R-R.
It's C-A-R-R, okay. But I think that's a different set.
That's one to
Lunabelle Miller, or daughter. Maybe they were from that set of cars, so maybe they can tell you.
Oops, somebody's
coming. You heard of Lunabelle Miller? Lunabelle Houston.
Yeah, okay.
She or her daughter, maybe they could tell you because it's from that set of cars.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to open it up. So if you were talking to your, or leaving something for your great grandnephews and nieces, assuming that you're getting, there are their grandkids out there somewhere, what would you like them to know about the contributions that people in Smithfield and African Americans in the Davidson in this area, how you helped shape Davidson and Cornelius?
It was a caring community. And like I said, everybody knew everybody, and I don't know, everybody just looked out for everybody. And I remember asking my mother, why did she cook so much on Sundays? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, if anybody comes by, we'll have enough to share with them. And she was from a family of, I think, seven sisters. And one sister had like 9 or 10 children. Mm-hmm. But that's where we would end up on Sundays a lot of times. It was out in the country, and she would, no matter who came, there was always enough food for everybody. She'd go in and pull out another jar and open it up. And I remember them canning,
So did you have gardens and small farms in
small,
the Smithfield area?
Small garden. My dad, I remember my dad having a small garden. And my granddaughter and my granddad. And my granddad, I remember them killing pigs, killing dogs. And I was scared of the blood.
Do you know where he lived? Did he live? He didn't live at the shop.
No, he lived there in Smithfield.
Okay, he lived in Smithfield, and he would just come in and work at Davidson.
He lived in Smithfield. Yeah. No, I'd be better with you asking me questions.
Where did you go to church?
Torrance Chapel.
Okay.
Torrance Chapel. It's still there. Mm-hmm.
Was the minister then full-time, or?
We always, as far as I know, we always had a full-time minister during my lifetime.
Because there's still some Davidson where the minister does other things and then preaches on Sunday, but has to have a full-time job because the congregation isn't.
As far as I know, I think it was full-time. I'm not really sure.
Who taught your Sunday school class?
Miss Bertha Jones and Miss Henrietta Work.
What did you have to do to be a Sunday school teacher? Did you ever get to be
appointed?
Assuming you wanted to be.
No. I never did get to be a Sunday school teacher, and that was fine.
But did they have youth groups? Did you guys go into Charlotte to meet with other youth groups when you were younger?
We did. On the conference, district and the conference level, we would go and meet with other groups.
And what was entertainment? You weren't dancing, you weren't playing cards,
I can't remember what we did. I know we would have Bible study.
Okay. Probably some singing.
And singing that I can't sing, okay. But we'd have singing. And I'm not sure what else we did. Come to think of it.
It was enough at the time.
It was, and I always looked forward to going. To those things. And I remember my grandfather, if my dad or my uncle that drove, if they drove cars, if they weren't getting out on time to get him there, he'd get out and get his walking stick and start walking. You know, there were just things like that I remember about him. He was dedicated to his church. Mm-hmm. And I try to be.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go now? Still there?
I'm still at Georgetown. Okay. Yeah, I'm a trustee. I was the first lady put on the trustee board.
Whoa, very impressive. When did that happen?
I think in 1990. Mm-hmm. I think in 1990. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking one day, and we were saying they didn't have any women on the board. And when I was running my mouth and talking, I wasn't thinking about me. You know, I'm a very good follower. I don't have to be the leader. And I was, and we were talking, and just and then when the minister confronted me, and I let him know that I wasn't thinking about me being the first trustee. I was just saying they needed some women on there. But I've enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it. And I hope I've contributed something to the board. Mm-hmm.
Torrance Chapel is one of the big, my sense is that it's one of the founding churches, that it's been here for a long time,
Reese
and other churches have come
came
up.
Came out of Torrance Chapel. Union Bethel came out of Torrance Chapel. Yeah.
Do you guys have much in the way of records, either bulletins or a history or?
We have some books we've tried to compile. We have some books we've tried to compile.
Because that is something that we could arrange to scan and give you copies of it. So if that's a possibility or something you're interested in. Because I would love to make sure that the churches do have, that we could do some days where we do oral histories at the churches and people talk about what... Mm-hmm.
We had a minister one time that compiled.
Great.
We pulled from that. But I thought I had a little copy of that first little book, but I can't find it. I'll see if Ron has a copy, but I have what's come along during my time, and I'll share that with you.
Okay, yeah, because if you would like to, that way, if we make copies, you can always have multiple. It's easier to have multiple copies of them. People can print them out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll share that with you.
Because, sadly, people think there's enough of those reunion booklets, and then they disappear, and you can't find them again. So,
because the little one was, I guess it was about that size. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not very thick, but it had a lot of good information in it.
Yeah, we have a little one for Reeves Temple.
And I have so much junk in my house that...
Oh, I love junk in houses. There might be a drawer or something that has some...
I was looking forward for something.
The trick is to look for something else.
And then you'll find it. But I'll see if Ron has a copy of that.
Okay. And who is Ron?
Wilson Potts, one of Wilson Potts' sons. He's the youngest one. Mm-hmm. He gets to be out the old lady's chauffeur around at night when we need to go someplace away from the area.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you have family member who's still willing to do that.
Too.
That's nice. Driving at night is no fun anymore.
And I have cataracts going.
Oh.
And I get a glare. so I don't feel comfortable. Now I'll stumble to Torrance Chapel, but I don't go anyplace else at night. I'll drive during the day, but I don't.
So that's one more question for you, and then we'll be wrapping this up. That reminds me. So where did you go to the doctor as a child?
Dr. Woods was the one I remember the most, but there was somebody before him that I can't remember. They used to make
house calls. Okay.
But I remember Dr. going to Dr. Woods.
Okay. Yeah, because there wasn't, the nearest hospital would have been
Charlotte.
Or Mooresville.
Then
Statesville?
It was Good. Well, Mooresville, but
Good Samaritan.
Good
yeah.
Samaritan was in Charlotte. Excuse me. And I can't think of who it was. And I should remember because he would come to visit my grandfather and my grandmother. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there was someone before, but I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah, there's some. I don't have a list of all the doctors that have been in the area, so that's another thing I'm curious about.
And I remember Dr. Needler.
Okay.
And a Dr. Davis.
Did any of your classmates become nurses or?
High school classmate. No. Mm-hmm. Well, one did, and she moved to New York, though. Okay. And she's deceased, Clara Hazel. She was high school. Okay. She did. And one of my classmates, Wilson Potts, has a son that's a doctor out in Tennessee.
Okay.
But now he was my classmate.
Oh, was he? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not any good to you be out in Tennessee, though.
Right.
Do you go to the Torrance Lytle reunions at all? Or
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I do.
I hope they can save the school.
Well, they think they are. Oh. They think of the main building anyway.
Yeah.
And it's older than the others. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the uses that they've been put to, which ones have been left empty longer, or...
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was just built better even though it was older than...
Yeah, because I think older things were built better than the others.
Yeah, if they had the materials.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when we went there. There was no cafeteria, and I think they built a gymnasium maybe on my last year or so there or something. I can't remember. I sort of lost.
So what clubs were you? I've seen a later Torrance Lytle yearbook from the 60s, and they still had a farm club, but they had business clubs and some choirs. And
back then, you only had the Home Economics Club. That's the only one I remember back then. You know, we had the Home Economics, the guys had FHA or something. And the Glee Club. They had the Glee Club and the basketball teams.
Did you play sports?
No.
Me neither.
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. And most of you got bussed in from around.
Right.
So there really wasn't a lot of hanging out after school. Did you have to go home and do chores?
You came back home on the bus, with the bus. I was bused from 6th grade through 12th grade. Because we came to Davidson by bus, and then we went to Huntersville by bus.
And was it one of your classmates who drove?
High school, yes, but elementary school, it was not. Okay. It was some older guys. High school guys. I think they were from Huntersville. I remember one guy from Huntersville. I guess it was my first bus drive.
Yeah, I've talked to David Beatty, and he drove a bus while he was a student.
Okay.
He would pick up kids and take them to Ada Jenkins and then pick up and go to Torrance Lytle. That was in the 60s. So.
Mm-hmm. See, I graduated in 53.
Okay.
And then I guess in high school, a young man from my community drove.
Mm-hmm. So I assume they got paid for that.
They did. I don't think it was a whole lot
but enough to cover lunch or something.
Maybe a dollar a day. But I think they enjoyed doing it. I know Carl did. He was a nice young man, and he was a classmate of mine, and he enjoyed doing it.
Did it give them a certain status in the community? I would think the little kids might look up to them.
Probably did. And I guess the first time having a job other than mm-hmm. something on the farm mm-hmm. would make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. What was your first job?
Babysitting.
Okay.
There wasn't much for you to do back then.
Yeah.
Babysitting.
I worked in a little soda shop kind of place between my junior and senior years in
mm-hmm.
high school.
Mm-hmm. I know when my one of the sister died, one of her youngest son worked at Carolina Combs. And the other one worked at Harris Teeter when they came along. See, but those things weren't available to me when I came along. Well, Carolina Combs wasn't even there.
Yeah. Yeah, and women working outside of the home, women working in a grocery store.
Mm-mm. And it was even less, fewer things for blacks back then. Because I think now, I think about they talk about the cost of college, and my mother was making $12 a week, you know, working, doing domestic work, you know, not doing very much. But somehow we made it. We made it.
Did you work while you were in college at all? Summer jobs or?
I think one year I went to New Jersey and worked.
What was New Jersey like?
Working in a hotel, doing maid work.
Ugh, that's how I got through college.
Doing maid work.
It was better than waiting tables.
Changing beds. And I couldn't be a waitress because I couldn't remember all that stuff. I would have messed up somebody's old man would have fired me.
I worked for my family. They couldn't fire me.
I guess that's the only jobs I had. Babysitting the most.
Well, that sets you up for school teaching later.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello.
Well, I thank you. I know this is hard, and when people ask me to remember stuff,
but it's kind of amusing, though, to think back, you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to shut this off so we're